Welcome to the Voice of Resurrection with Apostle Chika Anuzo, pastor of Resurrection House for All Nations. We are located at 6605 Mall Boulevard, Union City, Georgia, 30291. Good morning. I'm Twanda Black, and we invite you to visit us at Resurrection House for All Nations every Sunday, 8 and 11 a.m. services, or our midweek Bible study every Wednesday at 7 p.m. This week, Apostle is talking about the transforming power of the grace of God. The grace of God is so much more if we only believe. Yes, we've got to believe it because then we can see it. Amen? Let's listen in. Here's Apostle Chika, the transforming power of the grace of God, part two.
You're wondering, can I win this thing? Am I going to win this thing? Those are the thoughts you're thinking. But I'm announcing to you that the grace of God is much more. The grace of God is much more. And the word of the Lord to you is that this thing, not only will it not take you out, but you've already overcome it. When did you overcome it? Not when you stopped, but when you believed. While people are teaching accommodation through grace, God overlooks your sin. You're not holding anything else. No, the grace of God will learn. Says, no, you will overcome your sin. Amen. You are the righteousness of God. Amen. But by the grace of God, your position and your condition will match. Amen. Because the whole idea of true Christianity, beloved, it's not religion. It's not me working and fighting and struggling to please God. It's me making myself available and believing what God has spoken. Amen. And the grace of God impacts my soul and turns me to the way of righteousness. And when I overcome, I don't come out and start bragging about how great I am. I will walk around saying, look at what the grace of God has made out of me. It's not me hiding my sin. It's me experiencing the delivering power of the grace of God. Amen. Much more. Somebody shout, much more. Much more. I'm prophesying to you and I'll get back to the text. Because the power of Mary's conception, he says she believed what the angel said. Yeah. Even though it made no sense. The same way Mary believed to conceive, that's the way you have to believe. Even though you feel the struggle, you have to believe. Even though you feel the compulsion, you have to believe that the grace of God is stronger. And I complained to the Lord. I said, this is unfair. That a man will keep struggling and doing right the best of ability, and then he makes one little mistake and everything comes crashing down. You pay money and buy sword and you put sprinkler system and you get a company and fertilize it and cut it and trim it and dress it. And weeds just grow up anyway. And they come through the pavement. They don't need fertilizing. But when the grass is right, you have to cut it, fertilize it, prune it, water it. And it's dry season and no rain and the weed is growing. I said, God, this is unfair. Why is life like that? He said, your daddy sinned. Adam. And turned it over to Satan. And instead of complaining about what is, you need to embrace my grace so I can make you a son of God. And wherever a son of God is, you deliver your environment from Adam's fall. You deliver your family. You deliver your environment. You deliver your circumstances. You deliver much more. That's what the Holy Spirit kept thundering in my spirit. Much more. He said, believe it, son. Much more. My grace is stronger than sin. My grace is stronger than habits. My grace is stronger than addictions. It's because you guys don't believe it. Because you're going by what you feel. But my grace is accessed by faith. When you believe it, that's when you will see it. If Mary can believe that she can conceive without a man. Those of you that get my devotionals and don't watch it, shame on you. Go and find my series on the miracles without a man. Miracles without a man. She believed it. So when I run into Muslims and say, well, how can God sleep with a man's wife? I said, what a poor thing. The word of God created you. And if the word of God can create you, the word of God can impregnate a woman. What brought that Muslim that came to measure my clothes in Lagos to Christ? I said, I know in your religion they told you that God cannot be known. Allah is so distant and far. I don't know who Allah is, but God. I'm talking about the Father, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Let's make that clear, because in this politically correct environment, they're trying to lump everybody together. Come on. Do you know what your name is? All right, so you ought to know what your name is. What's your name? Kingsley. You mean you're not Richard? Religion says he's Richard also. But because, you know, Richard is a man's name. And Kingsley is a man's name. That's what Islam is doing. They invent Allah and said, he's the same God. Mm-mm. He knows what his name is. If you know your name, God ought to know what his name is. He says, I will be known forever as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I said to him, okay, you believe in Allah? He said, yes. I said, you mean Allah can create the galaxies, create the sun, create the moon, create the earth, create the mountains, create all the creatures, create everything, create Adam and Eve. But Allah cannot get a woman pregnant without sleeping with her? I said, does that make any sense to you? He said, no. I said, I thought so. Beloved, that's the same challenge you and I are having. I'm not talking about the Muslim. I'm talking about us. Because when you look at your addictions and how it drives you, then you don't believe that it's possible. So the grace of God is much more. And they want you to believe it. And your faith will open the door, give you access to the realm of the supernatural, where the grace of God will perfect all that concerns you. Ah, come on, I pray that I can preach myself happy on this note. If you shout, fine. If you don't shout, then I shout by myself. Because I just heard what David said by prophecy in the Old Testament. He said, for God will perfect all. Ah. Come on, you see, some of you just got it. You see, because you went in the womb of the Spirit, you saw that the man looked at all his problems and all his challenges. But somehow, faith rose up in him. And he said, you know what? I know this is wrong with me. That is wrong with me. That is wrong with me. That is, but my God is bigger than all my weaknesses. Hey, all the shackles that bind me, God will fix this thing. Hallelujah. Hey, how many of you can believe that this morning? Listen carefully, beloved. Because he's prophesying to me. He said that most of you don't know. That's what he's telling me. Most of you don't know that I'm offended by your thoughts. When I see you processing your life and see the depth of unbelief, I back away from you. Oh, I want to hear you thinking, my God is greater than this thing. Hey, you beat me 20 times, but my God is stronger. The great, hey, beloved, if you will think in that realm, God will show up in your life. Your thoughts ought to draw God to you. It's a magnet for glory. Much more the grace of God. Much more. Much more. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. I'm telling you, I told me, don't interrupt what I'm doing. I'm building a foundation. I'm building a structure to deliver people in this congregation because I need you. I want to use you. You don't deserve it, but that's my choice. That's my heart towards you. He said, none shall be feeble among you. As many as believe what you're telling them, none of them shall be feeble. I'm telling you, beloved, do you see yourself overcoming? Do you see yourself walking in victory? Do you see the power of God taking a hold of your hand and lifting you up? Listen to this. He said, but not as the offense, also as the free gift. For if through the offense of one, many be dead, much more the grace of God. But watch this. And the gift by grace. The gift by grace. Somebody said, the gift. What's the gift? He says, I'm going to give you a life you've never had. The gift, what the grace of God will make out of me.
Yes, you should be a magnet for glory. Much more the grace of God. So much more. Keep listening now to the transforming power of the grace of God here on The Voice of Resurrection. Thanks for joining us for this dynamic teaching on today. And if you'd like to hear this message or any message in its entirety, or you'd like to support this ministry, please make your check or money order out to RHFAN. Send it to P.O. Box 251, Union City, Georgia 30291. To learn more about the ministry, you can check out our website at rhfan.com for more information. You can like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at RHFAN Today. We'd love to keep in touch with you every day with Apostle Chica's daily devotionals. Please text us at 22828 with the phrase RHFAN Today, one word, and we'll gladly sign you up. It's like fresh bread every day. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're on the go and you need a little wisdom, order Apostle Chica's book, Wisdom in a Bite. Make your check or money order out to $10 to RHFAN to P.O. Box 251, Union City, Georgia 30291. Thanks so much for joining us for The Voice of Resurrection with Apostle Chica Anuzo, Resurrection House for all nations where dead things come alive. I'm Twanda Black, and until next time, peace, love, and joy in 2018.
Resurrection, welcome. The Lord is waiting on you.